Dave and Darren.
A Nacho Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things Podcast, a podcast that is almost as creepy as the Factory of Fear. The Factory of Fear is the Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, September 28th through Halloween. Do you have what it takes to make it for the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Tickets are available at factoryoffear.com. General admission tickets are $15. VIP tickets just $20. It's the best deal in town. The Factory of Fear offers the most haunted bang for your buck. Factory of Fear, Fridays and Saturdays, 7 to midnight, Sundays, 7 to 10. Factory of Fear, a hauntedillinois.com voter's choice top 10 haunted house in 2017 with new twisted characters and a 100% rebuild for 2018. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline and online at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Now, here's today's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things Podcast. Enter if you dare.
Hello there!
That is some creepy, creepy stuff right there. Gives me the heebies and the jeebies.
I wonder how heebie and or jeebie is and how they like their nicknames. Oh, I don't know. I think they're both equally insulting.
That was great. Yeah, I haven't seen E in a while. I keep up with him on...
I think I saw him once, maybe twice... at the ballpark this summer.
Yeah. Got to get down to Gucci's there in the West
Heebie End. Heebie and or Jeebie, I haven't seen in some while. Well, Toby.
Good old Toby. We need to go get some of those Gucci's wings.
Mmm, very tasty. Yeah.
Or Gucci's balls. Gucci balls, right?
The Gucci balls.
Gucci balls.
Yeah, those are fantastic. I apologize for the air conditioning not working, although I'm talking to a man who's wearing a... What kind of material is that jacket you're wearing? Very futuristic. Darren's wearing like...
It's called Astro Sheen.
An Astro Sheen jacket.
No,
what is that?
It's not. There's no such thing as Astro Sheen.
Well, there ought to be, because you had me...
me believe it.
You look like right after the show, you're getting in a rocket ship and going to Mars.
I kind of am. That's kind of what the experience is like at home when I open the door. It's like, okay, what kind of aliens in here today?
Is there life on Mars? Well, we're really happy that you made it here for today's show. Got a whole bunch of things to talk about. In fact, 5 of them we put at the very top of the list.
And, of course, we open the show with our show opening sponsor, Factory of Fear. And you think that maybe this is the year to take the boy.
Yeah, I might take a couple of them.
Yes.
Get a couple of them in the car and go do some haunted houses. 4th grade's about when you start doing haunted houses, right?
Oh, they can absolutely handle it.
I'm sure they can.
And if they can't handle it,
well, the boys
just bring some extra underwear.
His big thing at the fair and at the River Bandits is, I don't scream on rides. Watch me. I won't make a peep.
Okay.
That's his big thing.
Well,
so okay, you like to not scream, huh?
It might help to scream.
Oh. You, believe me, Factory of Fear, you'll be screaming.
Yes, at the Factory of Fear roller coasters, it's probably better to scream.
Yeah. We went through it with the lights on, and I was nervous.
Yeah.
It was before the show started, all the lights were on, and the monsters are like, hey, how's it going? Thanks for coming. And
I was terrified. Yeah, and this year it's a 100% rebuild, so we'll see what they have in store this year.
This haunted house in my neighborhood growing up, it was in an old barn, and at the end of the haunted house, there was a giant Jaws, an animatronic Jaws shark
that
came out. And it frankly, that was...
I like Star Wars.
There was the strobe light guy... who would dance around with an axe, and then he would pretend to throw it at you, and then you would hear the noise, and it sounded like the axe went right at your head. That was scary. I remember being terrified of that. But then at the very end, there was Jaws. And at the time, as a kid, I guess I would have been about Owen's age. I was scared at the end, because I was like, and then that shark at the end, what was that about? Didn't dawn on me that a shark really doesn't belong in a barn.
There was Jaws, Mr. Jaws, and then Dickie Goodman. one of the characters inside the Factory of Fear this year.
It wasn't long after there was a fire at the barn, and everything burnt. And on the front page of my hometown paper...
was Mr. Johns.
Was just this melted giant shark. Just like his face was half
that
melted.
That takes me back.
And honestly, they should have used that.
Yeah.
Because horribly... like, shark that's been burnt in a fire?
Yeah.
That's nightmare fuel. Yeah. It was, imagine if Freddy Krueger and Jaws had a baby. But they didn't use it. But they should have. Don't you think?
That would be some rough love there.
That because was right of, around the time.
Because of his hands.
Yes.
And because of the of Jaws' mouth.
That was right around the time I may or may not have been snuck into a Kiss concert. Again, the mind is an interesting
I understand
thing.
There's going to be some lovemaking going on here. You two, be very careful.
It's like, whoa,
okay?
What is going on?
Someone's going to get hurt.
I'm your boyfriend now, Jaws.
I wonder if they took the melted Mr. Jaws out of there, out of the... rubble,
mm-hmm.
so that they could use it into the next haunted
Gosh,
house.
I don't know if that paper's... the Daily South Town was like the South Burbs paper. They've got to have somewhere... that would be saved on the internet, I should think, right? The melted Jaws. Because it's one of the most iconic pictures in my mind.
Really?
Like, when I think of Halloween...
This is the first I'm hearing of it.
Well, stick around, man. I've got plenty of stories to tell. I've been around. I got a real horror story here. This guy thought he was going to die... he was locked inside his luxury Cadillac. Peter Pyros is the guy's name. And he was trapped inside his car for 13 hours.
I can't get out.
Yeah. He was certain he was going to die. In fact, he scribbled a note to let his family know that he had not committed suicide. He wrote, "This is a terrible death. I can't get out of the car." 75-year-old man trapped in his 2006 Cadillac XLR.
What was the problem?
The vehicle's key fob malfunctioned. Let me play you this story here, because I think you'll like the payoff.
I came to the conclusion that I was going to die. That's all that I could think of.
Hopped in this car, couldn't get out. 75-year-old Pete Pyros got in his 2006 Cadillac.
Here's the, you got to know this about Pete Pyros. Now, they're looking at the Cadillac. Pete's the kind of guy that has the car in the garage... and then covers it with a cloth.
Was he also covered?
He should have been. Pete Pyros, trapped in his Cadillac, 2006 Cadillac, for 13 hours. Just hang on for this one.
Key fob stopped working. The car's electronics, dead. And Pete couldn't find any switch to unlock the doors. He had no cell phone. No hope.
I was desperate. I was so desperate, like you cannot believe. I was screaming. I tried to punch the window. Nothing happened. Hot is not the word. Hot is not the word.
I mean hot. And hot isn't even...
hot.
Hot doesn't even describe it.
It does not do my ordeal justice.
Try to punch the window, nothing happened. Hot is not the word. Hot is not the word. I felt like I was in hell.
Pete, trapped in his garage on Cleveland's west side, trapped for so long, day turned into night. He even scribbled a goodbye note.
So this is the letter you wrote that I was dying. This is a terrible way to die. And at the bottom I put, I love you.
In a moment, see how Pete survived. First, we found more cases like this online. So we contacted GM.
Now why was Pete going to die?
Because he was trapped in the car, right?
Okay.
But this is the payoff on stupid Pete trapped in a car for 13 hours.
Can lose power unexpectedly, so please urge your viewers to review the power lock section of their owner's manual so they will know what to do if this occurs.
This is the thing. If you have power locks on your door,
mm-hmm.
you can still open the door, stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah!
I can't. The power lock doesn't work. Oh, hot is not the word for what's happening.
A living hell.
I'm trapped in a glass box of death. Oh, hot is not the word. Yeah.
So after 13 hours,
mm-hmm.
he finally just opens the door?
Mm-hmm.
It's not obvious to anyone who owns a vehicle. It's not obvious in the manual itself. So what finally saved Pete's life? Alert neighbors. They had heard faint pounding, but didn't know what it was. They had also noticed the...
Hey, what's that faint pounding I hear? What is that?
Who's that Pete Fountain?
Our door opened for a very long time. saw it still open even well after dark, so a neighbor finally jumped the fence, went to take a look.
And I said, where are you? And he said, I'm in the car.
We spoke to that neighbor by phone.
He's lucky he didn't die. Inside of the car was just, it was all fog and mist and everything from him breathing in there.
And I can't believe that I'm alive.
Ultimately, Cleveland firefighters came and got Pete out. He says about 13 hours after he got in.
Firefighters got him out of the car.
Doing what?
They ended up popping the trunk and jump-starting the car. Again, this idiot could have just opened the door. And the fact that the firefighters didn't know that. Like, the firefighters get there, and firefighters... They know how to smash open windows, right? They do that all the time.
Yes, they come upon emergency situations.
And if I were a fireman, believe me, if there was an opportunity to smash a car window...
Oh, I'm smashing.
That's step one, right? If I were a fireman and the fire alarm went off at your house, I'd smash your car windows.
It was like a jungle in that car.
Hot is not the word.
There was steam.
Down along the seats, this car has an emergency lever to unlock doors. Pete had no idea... Says, think about your car.
It's a miracle. There's no doubt it's a miracle. It's a miracle.
Idiot locks himself in the car.
Calls it a miracle.
And gets out. And this is the thing. If he had read the owner's manual, he'd see where the lever is that opens the doors.
He had plenty of time to do that.
Well, this is a great point. You were in the car for 13 hours.
Why don't you get the manual out?
If I were trapped in my car for 13 hours, at some point I would even look at the manual.
Even just for some light reading.
Just for something to read, Darren. Just for something to read. He says he couldn't read the manual because it was so steamy in there. It was so steamy inside the car, he couldn't make out what was in the car manual.
That was scream steam. I had done so much screaming that there was so much steaming, I couldn't... What do you mean? What difference does it make what the windows look like so that you...
The batteries in the fob are dead, and so am I, it would seem.
You can't read the manual because the windows are steamed up?
Yes. Well, the whole car was so steamy. He had a little sauna. He's in a sauna. Yeah, the key fob is broken, so I can't get out of the car. He said he did not know there was a door release handle. Even if he had thought to read the owner's manual, it was too steamy in the car to see it. It's so steamy in here. I can't see a damn thing. I'm writing my goodbye letter.
I'll tell you what this was. This was a miracle by God. I'm going to say false.
For nearly 14 hours, he was a prisoner in his own car. It was the most horrifying experience you can imagine. I accepted at some point that this was how I was going to die.
Yeah, over the course of the next couple weeks.
Eventually.
How long can you go without water?
14 hours.
For me, 14 hours is the limit.
Hot is not the word. Hot is not the word.
How many days can you go without water?
Oh, 2 or 3 days. Two or three days, I'd imagine.
Okay. Yeah.
He was struggling to breathe. He says he passed out twice. Each time he woke up, he thought to himself, quote, I can't believe I'm in this situation. Neighbor heard him pounding and sent him a text message. When the neighbor didn't get a response, the neighbor hopped the fence and noticed that the garage door was open. Pete's car was in there with him locked inside. The neighbor called 911 to get an old man out of a car. Firefighters tried to free him, and that took a while. The firefighters could not open the door. They had him pop the hood and then jumped the engine.
Everybody stand back. We're going to blow up the car.
We found some Yankee candles. This is going to go great. Oh, I love that story.
Yeah, that's a nice way to start a show.
Yeah, it's time for some more things, and these are the top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast, brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home, 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. They're open Tuesday through Saturday at 10 a.m. from 10 till 5:30 Tuesday through Friday, and then on Saturday from 10 till 3. They offer free cleanings, inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Their bridal sale's going on now. Come in and check out their engagement rings starting at just $350. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Take advantage of their interest-free financing And also check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Mention Nacho Radio when you're there with a purchase. You're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. Again, Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry has a brand new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Don't miss the fourth annual Halfway to St. Patrick's Day 5K. That's this weekend at 9 o'clock. You can get signed up at Harrington's Pub, or you can also get registered by going to the link at our website, nachoradio.com. The 5K is a run, walk, and bike event for people of all ages. The money being raised is going to be donated to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research. There's going to be a party afterwards, and get signed up today at Harrington's Pub. And the podcast is originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak and so much more, including the Slobby Joe, slow-cooked roast beef, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, coleslaw, and mayo. Absolutely delicious. They're open 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. And, of course, when you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriotti's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Got a couple of great texts on the Harrington's Pub text line at 470-23-NACHO. That's the number to text us when you have any reaction or any comments you want to make to things we cover here on the show. A lot of you talking about Olivia Newton-John.
Mm.
Here's one from the 563. Just listen to episode 768. Olivia did, in fact, make up that Adler concert.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Got the wife front row tickets. Get a load of Olivia at age 70. Still very doable, wouldn't you say? And there's pictures. They sent pictures.
Very gongable.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Look And look at
she looks very comfortable.
And she's high as a kite.
Oh, yeah. She's high as a kite. Oh, that's great. More of you
got the wife front row tickets. Mm-hmm. She hates Olivia Newton-John. This was for me.
Here's another one from a 563 number. It says, "Hey guys, listening to 768. Olivia Newton-John did in fact come to the Adler last fall. Made it to the show. Pretty good. Pretty good.
I bet it was.
Uh-huh. A lot of you sending us pictures of Florence Henderson's head getting slammed into South Carolina and Georgia. Too soon, guys. Too soon, but I really enjoyed this one from the 309, and I don't know how
Mrs. Brady's head is replacing the eye of the storm. Yes. Is that what you were pulling?
Yeah, that's, I mean, you guys feel good about that?
Hi, I'm Florence Henderson, and you're listening to Dave and Darren.
That woman
from the great beyond.
Yeah, right? I should have put a little echo behind that. I love this from 309. I don't know how we never connected these dots. Mm. It says, in reference to the ELO song from Outer Space.
Yes.
That Darren thinks is E.T.
Uh-huh.
Are you sure that's not, in fact, Dr. White Trash?
That could be.
How did we not connect those dots?
I have a message from another time.
Beyond the
small ones.
Beyond the borders of your waking mind is Rick Home.
Is Rick Home. Great effing party.
I have a message from another time. Yeah, it's a
can I use your phone?
No. No, get out of here, Dr. White Trash. What are you doing?
Has Rick got any cigs?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
And we have a real quick birthday barn for someone who turned 1 year old. This is from the 720 area code. It says, Dave and Darren, Farmer Dave, Farmer Darren, my son, Tavo. Just like the ex-Blackhawk, turns right. One. Can I get him in the birthday barn?
I know almost exactly where I was when you were born, Tavo.
A year ago, what were you doing?
A year ago.
Hmm. What were you doing?
A year ago right now?
Yeah.
This
probably.
Happy birthday!
Yeah.
What were you doing?
No, a year ago right now.
It would have been playoffs for you. It would have been the River Bandits going on to the championships.
We would have still been playing baseball.
Who is it? Peoria versus?
Bowling Green, I think.
Bowling Green in the championships.
So tonight is game two, I think?
Not your problem, is
it? Not my problem.
So what do you do now that the season's over?
Oh, we're already getting stuff ready for next year.
I mean, yeah, that's no joke. You really are.
You have vendors that you have to have stuff. I mean, I have some vendors that you've already had to get artwork back from and already ordered things for next year.
No
it's
kidding.
Crazy.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, can I tell a quick story?
Uh-huh.
Last ball game I went to, I like to go and say hi to Darren, but I like to do it during what I think are slow times. You know, I'm not there to bother him when he's at work. And I go and I say hello to him, and you know, Darren and I we're doing the Dave and Darren bit. We're having our fun, and then it's 30% off everything because it's the playoffs, and it's
you were at the last game of the year.
Yes, I was, and it was 30% off all merchandise because it was potentially the very last game of the year, and in fact that was the case. It was the last game.
Uh-huh.
And
30% off most items.
Most. Okay, thank you for that. And I took my father-in-law to the game. And I told him, hey, go to the store. Darren's going to give you the 30% family discount. Because he's, you know, Darren's like family to us. And so, yeah, my father-in-law got a new cap. And he's like, I'll be damned if he didn't take 30% off. I got this cap. Look at $17.81.
Just like
this is a $25 cap. I'm like, I know. I'm like, stick with me. I got connections all over this town.
Just like the big sign set on the door
Well, he didn't see that. So everyone be cool. Don't tell me.
Yeah, everyone, let's just keep that to ourselves.
So I'm hanging out with Darren there in the what do you call it? The team store.
Yes, the team store.
And a woman comes in, and it's like, it says, I just wondered how often this happens to you. She wanted to get a big, giant foam finger. And it's like, how much is this foam finger? And you go, that's $8. $8? I just left the store. I'm like, I'm not putting up with this. Darren has to. I don't.
Uh-huh.
It's a foam finger. It's a giant River Bandits foam finger. How much is this? $8. $8? Like, where do you get off charging $8 for a giant foam finger?
It's $7, but 30% off would mean it's $2.10 off, so it's only $4.90 plus tax.
Whatever it was she wanted. And then you told her the price. It seemed like a reasonable price to me. And like,
well, we're at a baseball game.
But this is the thing. We're at a baseball game. We're not at a bazaar in the Middle East. Like, it's not like, you know, if you don't heckle with Darren, if you don't try and haggle the price, if you don't haggle the price, he takes that as an insult.
Oh, yeah, never take the first price.
So is it every day somebody wants to kind of like bargain with you and do let's make a deal? I want to get this jersey. How much will you give me off? I got an egg timer in my purse, Monty Hall. Let's make a deal here.
You get some of that.
Is it every day?
Yeah, but I'm guessing you get that. You get it some. But I'm sure you get that everywhere. Anywhere you're selling anything, someone wants a deal.
I worked in retail many, many years ago at venture stores, and nobody ever wanted to haggle with me.
Well, because you had the power of venture behind you. Yeah.
It's well said.
Number one.
One.
Number one.
All right, number one.
And you would have just looked at him kind of like, what? I don't think I have that sort of authority to grant a discount. I'm going to go read a month-old People magazine and have a ho-ho.
I'll tell you the discount. I tend to leave the store when I know the guy who does the asset protection is on break, and I help myself to a couple of things.
Uh-huh.
But that's, you know, I got inside information. That's my discount. I'm not giving that to you. Number one on the top five things, your guy Paul McCartney in a new profile talks about the time he and John Lennon masturbated together.
You need to stop talking, Paul.
Is that why you like that band?
I see why you like that. Beat the Beatles. I get it.
I think my favorite quote from one of our listeners was simply, I got blisters on my fingers!
Yes, and in the end.
Yeah, so Paul wants to promote his new album, Egypt Station. 76-year-old man.
I'm not sure this is exactly the way to promote the new album.
Well, I would say by the time John Lennon and I masturbated together. Quote, they were hanging out in his office in London, Soho. And he says,
now, I had heard that this was before they were even famous.
Here's the saucy tale. He says, what it was, quote, what it was over at John's house, and it was just a group of us. And instead of getting roaring drunk and partying, I don't even know if we were staying over or anything, we were all just in these chairs and the lights were out, and somebody started masturbating. So we all did.
God almighty, please.
There were about five of them in a circle jerk. What? You raise a great point. We don't need to know
this
story.
No, we don't need to know this.
And this doesn't make anybody want to buy the record.
No. It makes everybody want to throw up in their mouth a little bit.
I say, ooh, let's all come together. Write that down. I'll use that, won't I?
Let's see. As they concentrated on their mission, anyone in the group was encouraged to shout out the name that would offer relevant inspiration. McCartney says, quote, we were just Brigitte Bardot, woo! And everybody would thrash a bit more. And I think it was John sort of said, Winston Churchill. McCartney remembers and then acts out the aghast, stymied reactions. John, I'm trying to finish, and you're bringing up Winston Churchill. You just made this circle jerk weird, John Lennon. So the writer says, well, how many times were you and John Lennon jerking off together? Uh-huh. And he says, well, I think it was a one-off. Well, maybe it was like a two-off. It wasn't a big thing, but, you know, it was just the kind of thing you didn't think much of. It was just a group. Yeah, it's quite raunchy when you think about it. There's so many things like that from when you're a kid that you look back on and you're like, did we do that? But it was good, harmless fun. It didn't hurt anyone, not even Brigitte Bardot.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
TMI.
Right? So when you read this story, what was your initial reaction?
Stop talking.
I know, right?
You're not helping. In any way, shape, or form.
I got a new record coming out. Hey, did I ever tell you about the time me and John Lennon started
jerking
off together?
I mean, he's in his mid-70s. Is it possible he's lost his friggin' mind?
Could be. Like, is that just something, like, he made up?
Well, is he just...
Well, the stories get weirder.
Is he going insane?
One time, John and I were with Catherine the Great, right? And
we were climbing the pyramids,
weren't we?
Yeah.
And the next thing we knew, the Martians had opened our brains.
Yeah, there might be...
And then, we started jerking off.
There might be a little hardening of the arteries going on there.
Hard day's night indeed.
Uh-huh.
Good God, Paul. Yeah,
No more stories, okay? We all know the stories by now, and if we don't know them by now, we don't need to know any new ones.
That's the thing, though. Like, this is where I give this writer a lot of credit. Because in reading a lot of press for Paul's album, like, I had assumed that every Beatles story that could be told has been told. And in fact, no. There are still some stories that we don't know. And some that probably we don't need to know.
I tend to think that if I was conducting this interview and had this information,
yeah,
I don't know that I would have let it see the light of day. It's like, I don't feel like printing this. I don't.
I would feel gross printing this.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to use this bit.
Number two, and I don't know that there's a connection, but the day after the revelations that Paul McCartney and John Lennon used to masturbate together, Volkswagen announces they're discontinuing the iconic Beetle.
Really?
Yeah, German automaker announcing today they are halting production of Beetle cars in 2019.
Huh.
Yeah.
How long has the second run been? 20 years?
It's been a while. I mean, they 20? Remember, they brought him back, and it was kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, they announced today that they will end production of the Beetle cars in 2019 after adding a pair of final editions, and then they'll be done with the Beetles. And as you mentioned, yeah, they stopped making them, then they brought them back. I don't see. When did they bring them back?
I would think the second run is pretty close to 20 years.
Yeah, that's a good call. Well, you know, the thing is, don't they all have like a vase where you're supposed to put like flowers in?
Yeah.
Get over it.
I don't remember. Did the original one have that?
No, I think that was the new Beetle, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Why don't you tell us who's paying for the podcast? I'll see if I can find out when Beatles came back.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Current shows are including Hotel California, that's a salute to the Eagles. Tickets are $25 and $30. That's going to be happening on Saturday, September 22nd at 7:30. At Thursday, September 27th at 7 o'clock, it's the documentary Love, Gilda. In her own words, comedian Gilda Radner reflects on her life and career. That includes interviews with some of her friends and and people she worked with, including Chevy Chase, Lorne Michaels, Lorraine Newman, Paul Schaefer, Martin Short. Tickets are just $5. Thursday, October 11th at 7 o'clock, it's Ghost Army, a documentary question and answer and book signing with producer, director, and author Rick Beyer. The Ghost Army is the fascinating story of the top secret World War II unit that used inflatable tanks, sound effects, and illusions to fool the Germans on the battlefields of Europe. Tickets are just $12 or $10 for students and veterans. And early next year, on January 12th, it's an evening with David Sedaris, sponsored by Dave's Auto Body. The NPR humorist and best-selling author is going to be returning to the Orpheum Theater. He was there a couple of years ago, and it sold out, so don't wait on these tickets. $30 and $40. Tickets are available at the website galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub has live music every Thursday night. So there's live music tonight with the Chris and Wes show, and also $3 Miller's and Coors bottles. And the podcast is originating, as it always does, from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriotti sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And don't forget those Capriotti gift cards. They're the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriottis. Like them on Facebook and mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number three.
So they brought the Beatles back, the car, at least, 1997.
Okay, so 1997 over 20 years.
1997 to 2010, and then they morphed it into a new kind of, another different kind of Beatle, I guess.
Yes.
But yeah, as far as bringing them back,
they're all done, huh?
That was 97. 2019, they're going to do two more models, and then that's it. Hmm. Yeah, putting the Beatles on the shelves. I don't know that that's related to the Paul story.
It could very well be, though. They just kind
of
went,
"Was ist los? Was? The Beatles are a bunch of, how you say,
Jürgen, come here.
Yeah. Otto, did you know that Jean Lennon and Paul are, how you say, milking the moose, huh?
Self-pollution. What are you doing? Well, this is fascinating. The Hurricane Florence is, as we speak, making its way towards the East Coast. The federal government uses something they call the Waffle House Index. You ever been to a Waffle House? Of course you have. I mean, that's right up your alley. Breakfast served 24 hours a day in a tiny,
been to a
greasy
Waffle House. Oh, yes.
They're marvelous. Sure. If you're in the South, you must go. You simply must. Well, the people at FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, have a Waffle House Index when things like this happen. They monitor Waffle House restaurants because Waffle Houses will stay open no matter what.
Uh-huh.
It takes an act of God to shut down a
Waffle House. Well, they're built in such a way they can withstand all the wind.
Yeah, I mean they're honestly kind of like just big mobile homes. I don't know that's I've never seen a Waffle House get blown away, but they
are in the air.
Yeah, it's true. You never do see that. A Waffle House is known for staying open during natural disasters, so when they shut down, they have a big map of... Seriously, at FEMA right now, there's a big map of all the Waffle Houses, and they are omnipresent in the South. These things are everywhere. And when they see that things are shutting down, then they know, okay, this is an area where things are really bad. Mm-hmm. The Waffle House Index. I think that's fascinating. That's somebody who's smart enough to go, you know, this is how we ought to track things. If the Waffle House is shut down, that's where we need to send relief immediately.
Number four.
A bunch of upgrades. Apple yesterday announcing a whole bunch of things that they're going to be doing with their
new... What can I get from Apple
their
now?
Their new phone. Well, they've got a new phone. One of the things that people had a lot of fun with is they got a new watch. And the watch will know if you've fallen down. And then it will call 911.
What if you're in the process of falling?
Well, this is the thing. Maybe you
you're falling now. Thanks.
Maybe you've had too much pizza and you fall down the stairs.
It was bad lettuce.
It'll call 911 for you. They also announced that...
What will that cost me?
Oh, you're not going to buy
it. All of this stuff is over $1,000, isn't it?
I don't think the watches are that expensive, but maybe. Also, if you have an iPhone, they'll be releasing iOS 12... And that'll be launching here on the 17th. It's a follow-up to iOS 11. This thing will have a whole bunch of new features.
Now, see, 10, 12 years ago, you would have needed this, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I used to be way into gadgets, and I'm not anymore.
Hmm.
In large part because I don't have the dough I used to have for gadgets. Right? I mean, there's no disposable income. Like, I had to have the newest, latest, greatest everything.
Yeah.
Those days are long gone.
Yeah.
They're going to have something called Memojis, which are emojis that you can customize. You can also search for songs by lyrics instead of artist or title. You can add an extra face to your Face ID so someone else can use your phone. You can track how much time you're
just
spending on
your phone. Just one extra face for you big face gals.
That's it. That's it. But I guess they're going to be getting rid of, phasing out for the newer phones, the Touch ID, which was a big deal a couple years ago, and they decided, no, people don't want that.
Nothing's a big deal for very long, is it?
No, no. And they're going to make Siri a bigger deal in your life, I guess, with this. So that'll be rolling out if you have an iPhone sometime next week on the 17th. Finally, number five on our top five things.
Number five.
There's drunk, and then they're so drunk you don't realize you've been shot in the chest. This story comes to us from my sweet home, Chicago. 19-year-old man was too drunk to notice he'd been shot in the chest the night before. Showed up at a hospital on Tuesday. So I like the fact that you're getting in a Monday night drunk. And two, so drunk you don't realize you've been shot
Monday
in the
chest.
Well, Monday
night football's back.
And two games this week. So
I should remind you to join the Cover 5 League.
Let me ask you this. Ravens playing tonight. They can't possibly put on another show like they did.
I think originally I took them, and then I didn't take them. So, of course, it'll probably happen.
Did you take the Bears this week?
I think I did.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the Bears against the Seahawks.
Well, the Seahawks are not the Seahawks, are they?
They're not. And you only have to give up 3 points. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
As of right now, I got Baltimore tonight. I got the Vikings, the Jets, the Jags, and the Bears. That's as of now. That's subject to change. But if you want to go ahead and mirror my picks, good luck to you. This guy was
Thank you, a big papa.
Thank you, Swami. This guy was so drunk. He remains in stable condition at the Roseland Community Hospital. Chicago police are investigating the case. I mean, back in the day, I would occasionally wake up with a bruise or a scrape and go, I don't know how that happened. But it
still happens.
But a gunshot wound to the chest.
Boy, where did I get all these bruises?
What's going on here? That seems excessive.
I had these tiny little bruises on my arm that I noticed. Not you know, just kind of light ones.
Yeah.
It was from me pounding my arm on the fence at the football game on Saturday, or
nice.
A couple Sundays ago.
Who does Augie play this weekend?
Elmhurst.
Oh, are you on your way to Elmhurst, or is that a home game?
I'm on my way to Elmhurst.
Fantastic. That Baltimore Cincy game is a pick 'em. You're not giving up any points.
Yeah,
it's at Cincinnati.
I might have to revisit that.
Right?
What, there's like a home field advantage in Cincinnati? Stop yourself.
And Minnesota is at Lambeau, but that's a pick 'em as well.
Marge Schott, you can't hurt me anymore.
I mean, the half of football I watched last week, you can't tell me the Vikings can't beat the Packers.
Well, and we don't know if Aaron Rodgers is even playing.
Or how high he'll be. Did you see some of that post-game stuff? He's saying, I wasn't on any painkillers. That guy was on painkillers to beat the band. I mean, that guy was... Stop yourself. And, you know, nothing wrong with it. You should probably be on painkillers if you're getting your head handed to you. If you're getting pummeled by giant men that are the best athletes in the world.
I used to masturbate with Vince Lombardi.
Mark Chimura and I, you know, it was just a little bit of fun. Brigitte Bardot, I'd say, and we'd have a laugh. That's going to have to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Thanks so much for having us on.
Which was brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Now that autumn is here, why don't you enjoy a chai tea latte or a pumpkin cheesecake latte, pumpkin spice, creme brulee, and white chocolate. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is brought to you also by our find patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. Thanks for chiming in on the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Don't forget, the fourth annual Halfway to St. Patrick's Day 5K is this Saturday, home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary, Harrington's Pub, and the podcast has originated from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Having a get-together, let Capriotti's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, sports party, a graduation, office meeting, or a corporate event. Capriotti's is sure to be a hit. If you're there for just lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub and only pay for the price of a small one at Capriotti's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Until we get a chance to do this for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.